This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Otten, and welcome to Sports Saturday. We are less than 2 weeks away from Football Friday, Uncle Ralph.
Yep, we're getting closer and closer.
Buddy, you can feel it in the air, can't you?
Right around the corner, yeah.
At least this week you could.
Yeah, they're practicing pretty hot and heavy now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how hot. They're practicing pretty heavy.
Well, yeah.
They've had pretty good weather this week.
Yeah, they have. They've been lucky to what we had a year ago.
Oh, God.
But I still imagine, 75, 80-degree heat, yeah. If they're practicing pads and stuff now, which I don't know where they are or not yet, but you'd probably break a sweat.
Yeah, probably break a sweat. Before we get to our first guest today, I want to remind everybody that the Raymond Harville Sports Association is having their soccer sign up at the park in Raymond, RHSA Field, right now until noontime. Our buddy Dave Wolf and J.P. Maston standing by to sign up the kids to play soccer this fall. So our first guest today, we're going to have three guests on the sports show today. Our first guest today, we had a chance to talk with him last year and had such a great time, we brought him back again this year, Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association. And Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Well,
you should be there.
Check the AB switch.
Hello?
There we are. There we are. Matt, are you with us?
Oh, wait a minute. There you go.
There we are. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We had a hitch in the get-along there, buddy. You know that happens once in a while.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, as I mentioned, we had a chance to talk to you last year and had a nice chat, and we wanted to get back with you again this year. And in spite of the fact that the high schools shut down pretty much for the summertime, that still was a time that you stayed busy, didn't it? Wasn't it?
Well, yeah, the summertime is certainly a little bit slower than when we have all the state championships going on, but most of the year is year-round, and we have contact days and things like that in the summer, and we start our turnaround to start prepping for the fall pretty quick into July and August. So, we get some time to relax, just like the teachers and the coaches do as well. But, it's a year-round thing.
Matt, a couple things I want to touch on. First off, the football state championships have a new venue this year.
That's correct. Yes, we will be in DeKalb at Northern Illinois University this year.
What brought that about?
When the Big Ten expanded initially, and I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Now we have Rutgers and Maryland coming in next year. It feels kind of strange. Doesn't feel like the Big Ten anymore.
It sure doesn't.
When they did that initial expansion, which I think just Nebraska, if I'm remembering, decided to move their conference schedule, I think, later in the year, added a game. I don't remember the exact details, but now Illinois and Northwestern will play Thanksgiving weekend every year. So every other year, the University of Illinois, who had hosted our games, will have a home game. So we're looking for a host in odd years is the way that turned out. So we'll be in DeKalb this year, then back in Champaign, then in DeKalb, Champaign, back and forth.
Okay. I thought maybe there had been a semi-permanent move to DeKalb, but it's going to be an alternating thing. So
yeah, it'll be an alternating thing, and we did a 5-year contract with both, so really we're set for 10 years out.
Familiarize us Southerners down here in Southern Illinois. Familiarize us with the facility at DeKalb. What are we looking at?
It's a very nice facility. It's about 32,000. One of the big things that people who go to Champaign, they say is you get 20,000 in there and it still feels empty. So that'll be one of the differences that, when we get some nice crowds in there, it's going to feel a little more full. And, the stands are a little bit more right on top of you. And they've actually, they made some nice upgrades. As most people know, they had a great season last year, made it to the Rose Bowl, or not the Rose Bowl, I'm sorry, the Orange Bowl, I believe it was, against Florida State. And so they've, you know, they're kind of riding that momentum, and they've reinvested, you know, some of the, I think the money from the bowl games and donations and things coming in and put that back in the stadium. So they've done a few little tweaks and upgrades to their press box and that. So it won't quite be Memorial Stadium, but I think it'll be a really good setting for our games.
And what sort of advantage does a place like NIU get by hosting a state championship Brown contest?
Well, you know, it's hard for us to gauge, but, you know, certainly just based on the interest when we put them, you know, put the bids out there, is that, you know, from a football perspective, you know, they love having the teams on campus and that. But, you know, if you look at it, it's really only 16 teams over 2 days. I think the big thing for hosting any of our events at a college venue is they just love getting all the prospective students on campus, you know, the fans, the parents, the athletes, whoever it might be, whoever's coming to watch, you know, that opportunity to have people on their campus and get to see it in person, I think is really invaluable to the schools.
We're talking with Matt Trohaw from the Illinois High School Association, and Matt, the high school football playoffs, I think the high school association's got it, the system set up pretty much how it should be. I mean, it's a pretty good system. It works well. Obviously, travel's always a consideration, but it's always going to be a consideration. And personally, I like the way that you guys determine the top teams that earn a right to get into the playoffs with the playoff points and that sort of thing. I think it's a really neat setup with the IHSA.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I think it's a good system, too. You know, there's always things that people don't like, or they'd like to see it tweaked this way or that way. But, you know, it's exciting in that, you know, it's the only IHSA sport where you don't qualify for the postseason automatically. You know, in basketball, whether you're undefeated or don't win a game, you're going to be in a regional to start, and you're going to have a chance. But in football, we just take those 256 qualifying teams. So that adds a little bit of, you know, excitement to it, kind of like the NCAA tournament. And you know, the states that surround us, I do a lot of radio interviews all over the state and sometimes out of state with, you know, some of the markets that carry over, and, you know, Iowa and Missouri and Indiana, they all do it a little differently than us. And I tend to hear from the folks in those states that they like our system better. So I feel good about that. And, you know, again, it's not, you can't please everybody, but you can't do that on anything. So, you know, we're pretty happy. There's been some proposals out there to maybe include more teams or to include everyone in there, but those haven't garnered enough momentum yet at this point to look like they'll move forward anytime soon.
I'll tell you one thing for you with the, Matt, with the format for the football playoffs. I don't hear near the brouhahas as I do with basketball and the four-class system.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a big can of worms.
Well, and then with the high school football playoffs, again, earning the right, since there's only 9 games, you actually have, you know, every game is of major importance as far as getting a step closer to making the playoffs. So it's kind of an interesting little situation there. So I think, like I said, and especially when you compare to Missouri, you know, because we kind of, you know, we're close enough to St. Louis and the Missouri area that we kind of keep an eye on that from time to time. I certainly like the way the high school association runs it here in the state of Illinois. So,
yeah, and I think one of the points you kind of hit on there is that every game matters. And one of the tiebreakers that we have is what we call our playoff points. And the way you get playoff points is you simply count up the number of victories of the schools you played on your schedule. And you know, it often comes down to those playoff points for the last few teams getting in the field. And so one of the neat things is that you could have two 0-8 teams playing in week 9, and, you know, if it's a non-conference game, somebody's going to get a point for somebody else on their schedule that actually could, you know, push them in or push them out, someone else out of the playoffs. So literally every game actually does matter in some capacity.
And it's a great way, it's a very simple way to determine those final playoff berths with playoff points. You know, it's not an overly convoluted system to determine it.
So. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It is. There's about 5 or 6 pretty easy tiebreakers. And last year we had, every once in a while we'll get a situation where, like, none of the 6 tiebreakers work and we actually have to flip a coin, which is always crazy. You know, it's like if you've ever seen read the book or seen the movie Friday Night Lights, where they met at a restaurant and flipped a coin in the middle of the night. But we don't go that far. We just do it over the phone. But we actually added one more tiebreaker this year. I think it's points allowed. You know, fewest points allowed would be like the seventh tiebreaker. So we're hoping we don't get another tie like that again and have to flip a coin. But you never know.
Matt, we need to do a little business. Can you stick around with us? We've got another subject matter we want to touch on here. And we'll come back. All right. We'll come back and talk with Matt Trohaw from the Illinois High School Association. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect highs of around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60. Heading in tomorrow, partly cloudy skies once again. Expect a high Sunday of around 80 degrees. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 67 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Tired of always having to clean up the basement or crawl space after a rain? You need to call Midwest Basement Tech for a permanent solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, Midwest Basement Tech is the company to call. 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Call now, 1-800-848-9805. Or on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons and your chance of receiving free tickets to watch your St. Louis Cardinals play at home this season.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobinod, and we are joined on the phone by Matt Trohaw from the Illinois High School Association. Matt, one of the things that the IHSA has done, and I think is kind of neat, they've put a lot of emphasis on making sure that student athletes with disabilities can get involved in state tournament series events, and that's something that's been a long time coming, and I know you guys have really pushed for this.
Yeah, you know, it was a very interesting about 2 years in dealing with that, and you know, we'd always had a very inclusionary policy in that you know, a student who, let's say, maybe had lost a limb and had an artificial leg or arm or something to that effect, you know, could write in and get an exemption and compete in our events, and we did. We had a handful of kids throughout the years who did that in a number of different sports. Then we had a request from a member school to have a student athlete compete essentially in their own division, and, you know, it was the first time something like that had come up, so we kind of went through our normal policy and put together a committee and discussed it and talked to our schools. And you know, there were some outside influences as well as that went on, you know, legally and with things like that. You know, we just kind of kept our own perspective and went through our process. And eventually we established programs. And currently we're running them in cross-country, track and field, swimming and diving, and in bowling. And we did that for the first time last year. And had actually a handful of competitors in bowling, several in swimming, and also several in track. None in cross-country, but, you know, that was first one of the year. So we feel like that's a program that'll get kind of more momentum and exposure over time, and we hope that'll continue to grow.
And you mentioned it was a process, and this is just something that you can't sit down, make a decision to do without checking out all the logistics, and you know, you got to have enough competitors, you've got to have the facilities, and it's just not something you can do in the blink of an eye.
Well, exactly, and we also didn't know, our executive director, for example, had served on the board of directors for Special Olympics before, so he had a good feel for that, and, you know, we didn't know what the reception to that might be. We didn't know if we were going to be stepping on, you know, Special Olympics toes or, you know, some of these other adaptive sports agencies. We weren't sure, you know, whether they were going to be, you know, encouraging of us doing it. So we met with literally all these different groups and had students and kids come in and all sorts of people. We actually have in Jacksonville, Illinois, we have a school for the visually impaired and the deaf, so we met with some folks from there as well. So it was a really enlightening experience. And, you know, it was a great first year, and like I said, we just we hope to continue building on it.
I have a good friend, Matt, that's a handicapped and is in a wheelchair, and he told me one day, he said, Ralph, you need to sit in a wheelchair someday and just go around town and realize all the facilities you do not have access to. And I thought about that a little bit, and I thought, boy, yeah, he's right. There's a lot of them that the handicapped really can't utilize because they can't get in or out.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, that whole experience kind of opened our eyes to some other things. And we've met with some individuals from the state in Springfield who deal with disabilities as a staff to really get ourselves better informed. And one of the things that we've added this year is that when we go around and see who can host our various events in the sports for regionals and sectionals and that, is that we're making sure that they're ADA compliant or have a compliance plan in place so that you know, the events that we're holding are at places where everyone can access them.
We have a group here in the process of establishing a handicapped boat ramp and fishing area on our local lake, and I think it's a great idea where people can, it will be wheelchair accessible, they can get out there and fish and, you know, sit on this ramp, and I think it's a great idea, and hopefully we'll see more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you, and you guys are probably aware, we're right now the only state that does a bass fishing state final. I know that we've had some young people compete in that with disabilities before, and, you know, who spoke up about saying, you know, this is the only thing I could do at my school, and it was a great thing to be able to compete for my school. So, you know, we'd love to hear about more stories like that.
And another thing about the bass fishing thing, Matt, when you first announced that you were doing bass fishing, some people, including myself, said, you're going to do what? But this thing has gone over big time.
It has been. It's been great. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have been out there for it, but the event itself is very fun. I mean, the kids are very skilled, and I fished a little here and there, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. And, you know, you realize that it is a skill, and it's not luck, you know, because the same kids and teams keep coming back, it seems like, for the most part, year after year. There was a lot of skeptics. Les Winkler from the Southern Illinois is one who was recently on our advisory committee, and he wrote a column when we first announced it years back, you know, kind of saying that he thought it was a joke, and then he rewrote one after the second year or so and said, you know, I'm a convert. I yeah. went there, and it was great, and I loved it. So it's neat to hear stories like that.
Matt, we mentioned about the Illinois High School Association running the state tournament series for athletics, but, of course, the organization itself is involved in much more than that. There's music, there's chorus, there's Scholastic Bowl. Touch on some of those other activities and how they've grown over the years.
Yeah, you know, we are one of the few state associations in the country that do activities as well. Most of them in most states just do sports, but we have one of the largest and most diverse offerings, I think, of any state in the country. And the things that we classify as activities would be bass fishing, chess, debate, drama and group interpretation, speech, journalism, music, and Scholastic Bowl. So we really have an offering for just about every kind of student, and also we're looking to expand, and we're looking into some of the show choir and potentially maybe marching band down the line. So, you know, if schools are doing it, you know, we want to be involved, and that's always sort of been our motto.
And this is spilling over into other facets of our communities. We see, for instance, the automobile industry is making automobiles that are far more accessible to the handicapped than they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, it's amazing what people can get in an automobile now that allows them to drive.
And you know, that reminds me, too, of Minnesota, the state of Minnesota. They do a robotics state final, state championship thing where, you know, you have these kids making these incredible projects. So that's another one we're sort of keeping our eye on to see what the feasibility is of that. But, yeah, they're certainly doing things right now in schools that you know, I would have never dreamed of when I was back in high school.
Matt, I cover a whole bunch of boards of education during my job, my other job here, and I know some of the school districts here, they're facing financial crises, and, you know, some of the athletics are being looked at. Is the IHSA concerned about the financial state of some districts?
You know, we try not to get involved in the individual district-by-district situation. You know, it's just, you know, we have 800 member schools, and it's so difficult to know what goes on in exactly everyone and what the situation is. But, you know, we've taken a lot of measures over the last 5 years to try and cut costs for our membership as best as we've been able to. We're able to return about $3 million a year to our member schools through hosting tournaments and the gate receipts and things that they get through that. And, you know, we always are open to and explore opportunities where we might be able to provide revenue to our schools or get them a break on costs, whatever it might be. For example, Sports Authority is one of our sponsors, and they've offered to make customized tickets for all the schools to use at home events if they'd like to for free, you know, just to, you know, cut another, whatever, few hundred bucks maybe out of the budget instead of having to go buy the little tickets. So, you know, we're always trying to, you know, we're certainly aware of that, and I think that unfortunately a lot of times athletics are sort of used as the carrot that, you know, oh, we're going to cut this. And because, you know, especially in Illinois, high school sports are such a part of the community that generally if they do reach that point, there's going to be community members and parents who are going to step up and fund those kind of things. So I think unfortunately sometimes they get used in that regard. But, you know, it's a real thing right now. And, you know, we certainly keep a close eye on those things as we hear about situations like that.
For an association like the IHSA, you mentioned early in our conversation, Matt, about diversity. The state of Illinois in itself is so large, so long from north to south. You know, there's diversity all over the place. You go from the city of Chicago, you go to the rural areas. I mean, that's an awful lot to take in and to try to pull together and make it work.
You're 100% right on that, and that's one of the things. We have a new principals meeting every year where all the new principals in the state come to our office and just kind of get a crash course on what the IHSA is, and that's one of the first things our executive director always touches on is just how big and different our school, you know, our school and our state is from big schools and rural schools and city schools, and it is. You're really all over the place, and, you know, that's why I really respect our board of directors, are 11 principals who volunteer to be on the board from all over the state. And, you know, people sometimes, when a new rule is passed or something changes, people always think, oh, they're doing this because of my school, because of the success we had, or because we did this or that. And the reality of it is that no change affects anybody, you know, equally. There's no way that 11 people can make a change that just to affect one school or anything like that. So I just respect the job that they have to do and you know, and dealing with everyone. And as I've said so many times, you can't make everyone happy, but you just try and do what you feel is in the best interest of the students and the schools.
Well, Matt, we thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your comments and the fact that you spend some time with us, and we hope you have a great season. And you know, keep up the good work, man.
All right. I thank you guys for having me on. And, yeah, I'm available anytime you need me. So,
okay.
Thank you again.
Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association joining us this morning here on Sports Saturday. You know, when you consider the number of not only athletic activities, just regular activities like music and chorus and stuff like that, that's an awful lot on their plate. It takes a lot to keep that going.
So. And as you said, Terry, you look at the state of Illinois, the length of it from Chicago to Carroll. Man, there's a lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground to cover. And different attitudes about student involvement with activities. And it's not just sports. It's, you know, it's Scholastic Bowl. And we've had so many good teams around here in various activities. So you know, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, different groups. So, you know, it's easy to pick on them. I mean, it's easy to pick on them and get on them for something that they've ruled on but their job is pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it is.
When you look at it from Chicago to Cairo, so
I'd say the word is scary.
Scary, yeah. Scary good, perhaps, but scary nonetheless.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. And quick reminder again that the Raymond Harville Sports Association having a soccer sign-up right now at the high school soccer field in Raymond at the park. So they'll be signing up kids for fall soccer till noon today. And speaking of soccer, my buddy Kent Terrell is joining us on the phone this morning. Kent, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
We're doing terrific, man. Hey, how about this weather, buddy? Is this something else?
I think it's time to play soccer.
Buddy, it is. Of course, there's not really a bad time to play soccer, is there?
No,
except maybe in the dead of winter. coming up on August 31st, which is the big Labor Day weekend, you've got a special event planned at the Coal Country Sports Complex for the foundation there. And give us a little background on what you've got cooking and what we can expect to see.
Well, this is our fourth year to have a festival there. We've moved it from July 4th to Labor Day Saturday, and we are kicking it off with a run. This is new to our event. We're having a 1 mile fun run and a 5 kilometer run, and it starts and stops at the Coal Country Sports Complex there in the northern part of Gillespie, on the corner of Illinois and Adams. Very, very easy to find. There's a great big hill you can't miss to get to it. And anyway, we start that at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we go, and we do have quite a few runners already. So, early registration to get yourself a T-shirt ended on the 15th of August, and then we go right into a youth soccer tournament. And that soccer tournament looks like it's going to be a good one. We've got a lot of people signing up. What has changed a little bit, Terry, is they changed the format of the Carlinville Kickoff Classic, and there won't be soccer at Carlinville on Labor Day weekend as there has been for years. They're going to play it all the weekend before.
Really? I haven't really taken a look at the schedule yet for that, but that means you'll have soccer in Gillespie then.
Oh, I think it does, yeah. But we're going to start out slow. This is the first year we've had soccer. We've tended to have adult co-ed kitten ball and adult co-ed volleyball, and that went very well last year. But this year we're adding on youth soccer, but the third and fourth grade tournaments. And we've had successful tournaments. We've had 10 years of the end-of-the-year fall tournaments there at the Coal Country Sports Complex, and it's gone wonderfully. We do a 8-versus-8 format on a smaller field, shorter halves, and we can really get a good tournament in. I think what the parents, coaches, and even players like is we do it all in one day.
Yeah.
And they really seem to like that. And they like getting their medals. The first and second place teams get medals. And we've got the best cooks in the county. We've got the best brats and butterfly pork chops and pork burgers and hot dogs and you name it. They're cooking it, and they do a great job.
Come hungry and come thirsty.
You betcha. Now, for this event, we will have beer for the adults. Mm-hmm. And we do start the youth soccer tournament at 10 o'clock, as well as the adult co-ed volleyball tournament. The kitten ball tournament will start at noon. So we're going to be rolling all day. And the next event that occurs is we actually are going to have a little gambling, mouse races, outdoors we're trying. And that'll start at 7 o'clock. And we break.
Boy, you're brave doing that outdoors, man.
I know. it is true. They'll be under a tent if
okay.
Nothing else, yes. And then at 9 o'clock, we have a great fireworks display, and that'll kind of cut the mouse races in half, and then we'll finish up the mouse races all the way to midnight. So we look for a great time. We had a lot of good fun, a lot of sports. a lot of team participation, and the Coal Country Sports Complex Foundation is all about creating recreational opportunities. We have a lot of tournaments out there. A lot of people come around. It's all about community, family, exercise, and just having a good, clean, fun time.
Ken, let's go back to the beginning. Let's see how this. Tell us a little bit about how this came about. The Little Dog Fields, and the fact that there was an opportunity to do something with that area.
Well, you know, I've been involved in soccer for years, and one of the problems that we've had is we tend not to keep our own homes if we don't have a place that we either own or have a facility that everybody has named and claimed as soccer. So when I was growing up with soccer with my kids, and I coached for, 15 years, we were at the behind the old Bunnell High School, and we got kind of pushed out of there, and then we went into another facility, and that didn't work out, and we thought we've got to have a place to call home. And the Little Dog Coal Mine had been used as a facility sometime before, but you've got to have the troops and you've got to have the motivation to continue to work on it to make it better. And we had a pretty good soccer organization going, and we were able to put a nice group of people together that we raised money for about 5 years. We bought the Little Dog Coal Mine from the people that rehabbed it. It was one of the first rehabs in the state, coal mine reclamations, and we bought it from a company called the Sanchez Corporation out of Ohio. And then we've just continued to rehab it from there. We've got lights. We've got fencing. We're actually doing more work with Mines and Minerals coming this fall and winter to rehab it. We're hoping to have what I hope is a premier cross-country course out there. You'll be able to stand on the top of the hill and watch the whole competition as the whole cross-country competition occurs. We're also going to be able to set up a nice, a better ball field than we do now for our kitten ball tournaments. They're actually going to make sure that they set it up that way. And we're really looking forward to the new developments. But it is all about, first, it was created for soccer, but now it's all about making sure that children and adults and families have a place to go for recreation.
And that's really a great venue, you know, to reclaim that spot and to make it into a sports complex, as you call it. It's just a great idea for reclamation, you know, and so many towns around here probably have that same opportunity.
They do. Yeah, they do. And you just got to have the right group of people to be able to keep moving it forward. And we've been very fortunate. And, you know, we do have lights up so we can run things from early morning to nighttime. And of course, that's how we're able to pull off these festivals. And, you know, we got the best we could get. We got Musco lighting, and we got a great power service brought there. We got new water and sewer lines run to the concession stand. So we've been working pretty hard on trying to make sure we have a good quality facility there, and just looking forward to seeing where it goes from here.
And of course, this will also serve as a fundraiser for the Sports Complex Foundation, and because it takes dollars to keep things maintained. Once you get them built, it's the maintenance that sometimes comes into play that becomes a challenge.
Oh yeah, it's one mountain getting the facility, then it's a continuous group of mountains to keep it maintained. You got that right.
it did. You always have stuff that needs to be done, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
that need to be painted and repaired and that sort of thing. Kent, as you look down the line, where would you like to see this foundation go, you know, say 5-10 years down the line from here?
Well, if I'm a dreamer.
If you're a dreamer, so tell us what your dream is.
Yeah. So if I had my crystal ball and unlimited funds, what we hope to be able to do is to build an indoor facility, and offer some of the things that may be ageless, and some of the other indoor facilities offer now, that is SNAP and others, and so we might be able to work with youth wrestling and a few other things. And I would really love to create, you know, within limits, Boys and Girls Club for this area. I think there are youth and their families that would really like to have a place to go, even building a room for kids to come and study, so that they have not only a safe place but a good place to come and do their homework and recreation in a safe environment. And that I would love to move to that, but I'd really like to get the next step to the indoor facility. And I'm not even going to rule out the possibility of a small indoor soccer facility, and probably not, you know, anything near, you know, the quality you might see at Granite City or Glen Carbon or whatever, but somewhere where the kids can practice and continue to keep up their skills.
You know, if they're able to touch the ball, and it's a big, big help, even yeah, if, during the off season. So
it is.
It really is. Now, can't they? Of course, if folks want to get involved with this big Labor Day festival, which is set for Saturday, August 31st, they can contact you. They can also contact your buddy Mark Stewart. So, why don't you give us some information on how to get hold of you guys?
Okay. Well, my numbers are 217-839-3508. That's my home phone, and I am starting to get more calls as Mark is. That's my home phone. My cell phone is 217-825-6705. People can email me at katarro53@frontiernet.net. My buddy Mark Stewart's phone numbers are 217-839-3498, and he's handled most of the soccer, so he's getting more calls than I am at this point. And his cell phone is 217-710-0487. His email is dmzstewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at newwave.com.
All right. So that's coming up on Saturday, August 31st. Kind of the official shutdown of summertime, isn't it?
It really is. But then what it actually is the grand opening for the fall soccer season.
There
now.
You go. Yeah. When you got involved in soccer all those years ago, Ken, did you ever think it would be as popular as it is around here?
No, it took off. And one of the things that we saw was there was quite a motivation in having these small tournaments. And the Carlinville Kickoff Classic was flourishing, and then when we added some things on, we noticed, holy cow! What a great venue, and what a way to keep the kids excited about it. There's something exciting about having a bunch of teams in one place, and they get who's playing who and who meets who, and you do see an awful lot of people getting along great these days. Boy, that's fun.
Yeah, not only do you have competition on the field, but you've got friendships that are built off the field, and that's very good.
Yes, it is. Hey, Terry, can I roll that? I think I'm not sitting here with a piece of paper in front of me. Can I roll that email for Mark Stewart by you again?
Sure.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
DMZ Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at New Wave, newwave.com.
So it's newwavecom.net. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we have this information on our website. So if anybody's interested, they can always go to our website, wsmiradio.com, and just click on the sports section, and we have that information on the website. So,
I sure appreciate you talking to me and giving us all the support and all the advertising you can. This is great, and it is nice to be able to do this for the area. And I want to add that people come from about six counties to some of our tournaments.
Oh, you get a tournament going. You bring people to town, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Mark, or Kent, thanks so much, and good luck to you and Mark, and we hope to hear a good report on and have some good weather that weekend.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Thanks a million.
You're welcome, sir. Kent Tarrow joining us this morning. He is part of the Coal Country Sports Complex Foundation, their big Labor Day Festival they have on August 31st this year. So it's good to see a lot of different things going on, Uncle Ralph.
Yep, That's what it's all about, and what it's all about, Terry, is keeping our youth involved in different programs, and when they're busy doing this, they're not thinking about some of the other things that might go on, you know?
That's true. That's very, very true, Ralph.
We also forgot one other thing that's going on today. The fun run and walk for the Montgomery County Cancer Association is going today.
That's right. This morning.
That was earlier today. So
yep.
I think that started 7. Was it 7 this morning?
Something along those lines.
Something like that. Tell you what, we need to take a break. Tobin will take care of a little business. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the MTXC Play Day, which is coming up next Saturday. We'll do that right after this.
Cool off this summer with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Serve ice-cold glasses of Prairie Farms whole, 2%, or skim milk at every meal. Or try the plastic pints for a healthy snack on the go. For a light summer lunch, try Prairie Farms low-fat cottage cheese or yogurt, or fresh veggies dipped in Prairie Farms French onion dip. And nothing tops a baked potato better than Prairie Farms butter and sour cream. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
It's time for the 2013 Honda ATV clearance event. Niehaus Cycle Sales in Litchfield is moving out the 2013 Honda ATVs with incredible deals. Get up to $1,000 in bonus bucks on America's best-selling ATV, the Honda Rancher. Get great deals with as low as 2.99% financing on all Honda ATVs. So get down to Niehaus Cycle Sales and Historic Route 66 in Litchfield and get yourself on a Honda ATV during the Honda ATV clearance event.
The 2013 Old Settler Celebration in Hillsboro is August 18th, 21st, and 22nd. And WSMI broadcasts from the Old Settler Celebration are brought to you by the Green Tree Lounge in Raymond. Relax in the shade of the Green Tree Lounge. The Old Settlers Committee, Anderson Farms in Butler, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home in Hillsboro, and by Ronchetti Distributing in Nokomis.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect a high of around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 80 degrees. Extended look at the forecast. Monday through Wednesday, clear skies. Expect highs in the mid-80s, lows will be in the upper 60s. At 9:45, we do have a temperature reading of 69 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
If you have an injury that keeps you from doing your job and you need rehabilitation, consider Teamwork Rehab. Our Litchfield location offers work hardening and conditioning, along with traditional physical and occupational therapy services. Our specialized services can transition you from patient to worker faster and safer. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Hospital with three locations, Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160.
Teamwork Rehab. Give them a call today, 532-4160, 532-4160.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:47, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. As we roll along on this August the 17th, coming up in less than 2 weeks, we will have Football Friday. Our high school football season officially kicks off on Friday night, August 30th. You can check our website for our broadcast schedule, WSMIRadio.com. Coming up next Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting the sports show from MTXE Play Day at Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond. And joining me on the phone right now, my buddy Mark Convery. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going?
It's going rather well here. It's been very, very autumn-like here in August, with temperatures in the 70s, believe it or not.
I heard that. That sounds like perfect golf weather to me.
Well, yeah, that's if we can hold on to it for another week, even if it's just a little bit warmer, it would still be good golf weather.
Well, I'm counting on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mark, you're kind of the guy, the long distance organizer here for the MTXE Play Day. Tell us a little bit about some of the newer things that are associated with the Play Day this year.
I'd be glad to. Everybody knows it's a week from today, and the golf tournament seems like it always takes care of itself. We got 40 teams, double shotgun starts. But what we always like to just let people know is that we got a lot more going on than just the golf. We have an auction that evening around 7:30 that's open to the public, and they're welcome to come out and bid on anything they'd like or give a committee member a bid or anything else. Some of those items this year are Cardinal tickets, whole hog and processing. We have a signed bat from Jim Tomei. We have a stay-and-play golf package at Weaver Ridge and then stay at the Paradise Casino. Adirondack chairs, Illini football tickets. So there's a lot there to choose from. And we have a wine poll that day. And, of course, everything we collect goes to Nokomis and Lincolnwood sports programs and cheerleading and scholastic teams. And I think something's kind of gotten missed here in the last year is last year was the first year we also now included the junior high programs.
And they as well need some help with funding like the high school programs, and that just gives these programs a little more breathing room for sure.
Well, it does. And junior high, you know, they get the hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, but a little bit of extra help there, you know, kind of give them some encouragement as well. And our big thing that we started this, I believe, two or three years ago is the Trifecta Plus One raffle drawing. And we're pretty proud of that. We've got four great area businesses who donated our prizes for us. And I'll just let you know what they are so people know what they're getting when they get a raffle ticket. But the first place is that Apple MacBook Pro computer. The local area Pioneer dealers sponsored that. And second is the new iPad, and that's sponsored by Prairie Farms. Third is the iPad by Huddle.com. And the bonus prize this year is a Vizio 42-inch LED TV, and that's sponsored by Nokomis Savings Bank. And tickets this year can be purchased from any Nokomis boys or girls basketball player. They have tickets available, and they're out selling hard. And at Lincolnwood, any student athlete there are selling as well, plus committee members and some other people have tickets. But, I mean, for $5, it's a pretty good chance to get a pretty good prize.
And I understand there's going to be something going on, what, Friday night in Harville as well this year.
Yeah, we're really happy about this. This is the second year. Last year was the first year for the pre-party, the MTXC pre-party held at Fred's up in Harville. And anybody my age will remember that place as the old Midway. But that's Friday evening, the 23rd, and that's going to begin at 8 and end at 12. We really appreciate and welcome what they've done for us. They approached Andy Bamfield, approached us last year about doing this, and he came up with it on his own, thought outside the box. At the end of the day, he presented us a check for $1,000 on Saturday. And what they're going to have that evening is there's a silent auction with probably 40 to 50 items. That the bidding on that is going to start on Thursday, the 22nd, at about noon. And so they'll be out for a couple days. And it's going to end Friday night at 10 o'clock. So people can start putting in their bids on numerous items. Cardinal tickets, golf rounds, beer signs, just too much to name right now. And new this year, they're going to be selling a chance raffle on a custom-built oak curio cabinet that was made and donated by RMP Concrete. Charlie Harris, owner, has donated that, and I'm told the thing is really sharp, and you got a chance to buy a raffle on that.
And what's cool about it, everything, the silent auction raffle, at the end of the day, the money and all proceeds are going to be turned over to MTXE. So, you know, what can you say about that?
This is the ninth year for the MTXE Golf Play Day, and we're talking with Mark Convery. Mark, to take a look and realize that almost $76,000 has been given to each school over the last 9 years, that's just mind-boggling.
Well, I think I probably told you this before, Terry, because we're awful proud of what we've accomplished, but I think you would really, really be, anyone would be hard-pressed to find what we've been able to do and the situation we've created and the money we've generated anywhere else.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, two small school districts with some little towns included in them. What we've done is brought them together in a, you know, a 50-50 joint effort for a common cause. And right now, in the 8 years, we've surpassed, I believe we're somewhere around $153,000. And then with this year, I expect to surpass $180,000.
Wow.
We did $33,000. Now, I don't think you can find that. I don't know that you can find that anywhere, to be honest with you. And, you know, you can't do it without so much support from individuals, businesses, volunteers, golfers. It just goes on, and, you know, nobody ever says no to us.
Yeah.
Everybody says yes, and there's just 100% participation. And the other thing I want to finish up on a little bit here, Terry, is up there at Fred's on that Friday evening, it's just a fun night. Outside, there's going to be a live band. There's going to be food and drink outside. They got a mechanical bull ride there, so if anybody wants to see what that's like, they can hop on it. Yeah, it won't be me, but no. I'll be glad to watch. And then inside, the full kitchen's going to be open, and food will be in there as well. It's just going to be a great time. And Andy wanted to let everybody know, too, he's got 2 acres of parking in the back of the place out in the grass. So, you know, there's room for a lot of people, and I think everybody's expecting a big crowd and a fun night.
And I can testify, Mark, I've been there, the wife and I have been there, the food is very good.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And, you know, anybody like yourself that's been there and knows what I'm talking about, and now I think I want to talk to the people that haven't been there, that they need to go. The food's great. It's a great environment, great atmosphere, and, you know, they know how important it is to support the local schools, and this is what they're doing by putting this thing together and then turn right around and donating it all to MTXE.
Mark, earlier this in the program today, we talked with Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association and talked a little bit about that organization and how they approach things. And he brought up the fact that, you know, our smaller school districts or, you know, high school athletics and activities, so important to the identity of the school districts and to the well-being of the school districts. And this is just another event that can help secure the healthy support of these athletic programs.
Oh yeah, it's incredible, and I mean, I would challenge anybody to ask any of the coaches at either high school, Lincoln Wood or Nokomis, and just ask them, what has MTXE done for your program?
I do, and they tell me.
and
it's incredible.
You know, right, and you know, you go back before this started, you know, things were very, very tight, and this has freed up some things, and they've been able to do some stuff for the kids, and that's, you know, what we wanted is just to concentrate and say this is for the kids, and it is.
And we have been remarked many times here at the radio station about the generosity of our communities, not only in this affair, but in just about anything that comes to the people, they just get in their pockets and help out.
Boy, you're exactly right. And, you know, all the way from the small banks to the Dairy Queen, to the Pioneer dealers. I mean, it's just bigger businesses, smaller businesses, and, you know, that's what it takes to have something this successful. And it's, I think we kind of put together the perfect storm, and it really works well. And, you know, the backbone is no doubt the golfers.
Yeah.
I mean, we put this out there, and within 2 weeks, we have 40 teams. That's 160. That's 160 golfers, and then everything else then kind of falls into place. But the dedication of the golfers says an awful lot. I'd say probably 80 to 90% are repeat offenders every year that they get in, and it's fun.
Mark, we're out of time, but we're going to see you again next week when we broadcast the sports show from Shoal Creek Golf Course. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Look forward to seeing you guys next Saturday, and keep the temperatures right about 80 and sunny, okay?
Buddy, we'll try. We will try. Mark Convery joining us this morning. Hey, we're out of time for Sports Saturday. Cardinals baseball coming up this afternoon on AM 1540 and again tomorrow with the Cards and Cubs. WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For Tobin, for Uncle Ralph, I'm Terry.